Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Attention, terrorists. Hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Hey, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay. From the You Can't Make This Up file. Like, this just, it can't be real. It's not happening file. But it is. A lot of people predicted that allowing men to compete in women's sports would make a mockery of women's sports, turn it into an absolute joke. And here we are. Mm-hmm. Wait till you hear this one. This is not the Babylon Bee. This is real, and it is happening. Okay. A transgender woman by the name of Anne Andreas smashed the Canadian weightlifting record. This is a man. I mean, you could, he's a dude.
Yeah.
But he identifies as a woman, right?
Right.
So, trans-identifying male, Anne Andreas, is Canada's powerlifting record holder in bench. After setting that record, this person made a video mocking women, biological women, for not being very good at benching, and saying that he didn't get why they couldn't bench as well as him. That is absolutely obnoxious. So, in protest, that's only the first part of the story, okay?
Okay, there's
this
more.
Oh, yeah. This is the part where everything, where we don't even have a sport anymore. We just have the mockery of a sport. Okay. Well, an actual biological male said, to heck with that. If he is taking that from women, taking the record,
yeah, then
I'm going to take it back. So this guy, Avi Silverberg, who is a weightlifter, in protest. Here's how the UK Daily Mail describes it. Video shows a bearded Avi Silverberg calmly approached the bench in men's clothing. So he's not even pretending to be a woman. That's the point of the protest. He says, yeah, I'm a woman. You got to take me. But he's not even pretending to transition. And he took the record back. He broke it. No problem.
Well, as Rush Limbaugh would say, he is, you know, proving absurdity by being absurd.
That's exactly what he's doing. So now the media is really, really mad, okay? Understandable.
Yeah, of course they are, because they're outed here.
Right, and because this man has stolen the women's weightlifting record from another man claiming to be a woman.
Right.
Okay.
So, oh, boy.
Okay, at this point, correct me if I'm wrong here, you don't really have a sport anymore at this point. Is that a sport?
No.
Or is that just one big grudge match between men?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, as you said, it's making a mockery of women's sports, and you are denying opportunity to women, biological women, if you have to have that moniker.
So they're mad, and they want this bigot, Avi Silberberg. They're outraged that he has now taken the record from another dude. They want to comment at him. They want him to explain himself. But he refuses to.
Now, if we've got a man who was defending women's sports by showing the absurdity of a man who was claiming to be a woman but was going to... I'm so confused here, Tara. This is just...
Yep. So
I'll try and figure this out when I go to the gym later today.
Right. Where you'll probably break a couple of Canadian weightlifting records.
No, I will not.
It's not hard. I mean, you know?
Nope.
I mean, it would be for me, but not for you. You're a dude. So this is this individual. This is what spurred this. The man, the transgender individual, after this individual broke the record, and Andres, that's what he goes by, the Canadian women's powerlifting record, mocking women, like biological women, for not being able to lift as well as this person can. And let me see. Oh, okay. Wait, hold on. Here we go. Let's do this the right way.
Why is women's bench so bad? I mean, not compared to me. We all know that I'm a tranny freak, so that doesn't count. And no, we're not talking about Mackenzie Lee. She's got little T-Rex arms and she's like 400 pounds of chest muscle, apparently. I mean, standard bench in powerlifting competition for women, I literally don't understand why it's so bad. My son.
Okay. Mocks the women. Why are women so bad at this point? I don't know, because they're not men?
Yeah.
And you are? I just, okay. And I know why this Avi Silberberg is, he did it in protest, but he is not commenting because he could actually be brought up on charges for this in Canada because they increasingly have a very totalitarian, you know, anti-free speech. You can't speak the truth about any of this. And so I guess, you know, what he was intending to do in his protest was just let his actions speak for him. But, you know, what you're watching here. This is going to happen in every sport. You're going to see men do this. If that transgender dude who's now a woman can take this from a woman, then the best thing I can do is take it back.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it back. I'm going to deny them a world record by going in and saying, hey, wait, I'm a dude. Were you a dude last week, sir? No. You're going to be a dude next week. Yeah, I will. Or no. Hey, let me at the bench. You know what? I think men should do this. I think they should start doing this. I think they should take these records back, and we'll just have transgender men versus non-transgender identifying men, and that'll at least give us a reason to watch women's sports. You know what I'm saying? Since women are going to be out of the top 10, I mean, it's not going to be able to watch them anymore. Maybe dudes who are good at what they do can go take these records back. For their female friends.
I tell you, we're just trying to ruin everything in this country, aren't we?
Nothing will be good.
Sports anymore.
Nothing will be good. Achievement is not allowed. So, although I will say this is the most I've ever enjoyed weightlifting, watching this. All that going on. Meanwhile, the left is getting bolder. And this is totally direction we're going in. Did you see what this professor did? This is a Michigan professor. This is Wayne State University.
Okay, yeah.
Has been placed on leave, but don't worry, he'll be back. After declaring it would be more admirable to kill guest speakers who hold transphobic, racist, or homophobic views than to just shout them down. Stephen Shaviro, who teaches film and media studies courses at Wayne State University, took to Facebook to express his thoughts about free speech on campus, claiming he does not advocate violating federal and state criminal codes. He just thinks you should kill guest speakers.
Well, I mean, why should that surprise you? If his field of study is film and Hollywood, well, that's the very industry that glorifies gun violence but then decries the ownership of guns by private citizens in this country.
Yeah. So, makes total sense. Just watch that. I just put a note to myself to check because they'll just make him go away for a little while, but he'll be back.
Yeah.
That's not the kind of offense that's going to get. Now, if you were a conservative and you said that.
Well, of course.
Well, I mean, the FBI is going to be.
Well, you would be arrested for inciting an insurrection.
Something like that, yeah. I'm amazed that he was able to actually write that on Facebook because I can barely publish anything to Facebook. I am so algorithmically challenged. I'm lucky if I get 6 likes and I've got 30,000 followers. So they've got like a really, you know, tough handle on me. And I would tell anybody who, you know, I get these messages all the time. I used to love your Facebook posts. You don't post anymore? No. No, you don't get to see them. You have to come to my page.
You post, you just don't see them.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of men, you know how men have been written out of leading roles?
Oh, yeah.
And they're going back in order to make, you know, to atone for the sin of ever having cast a man in a leading role.
Right.
They're having to have them all years later come out as gay.
Oh, OK.
Not the actor, the character.
The character, yeah.
Right. Okay. Just to make up for it.
Right. Yeah.
Well, did you see what's up with John Wick 4? Strong male lead?
Oh, what is it now?
OK, it's John Wick Chapter 4.
Right.
My husband's
big into
these.
I haven't
seen
that yet.
Yeah. Listen to this. 94% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Mm-hmm. That never happens for like a sequel. Usually, you know, number 4, number 3 is not as good as number 1.
Right.
But everybody's saying this is better. I can't wait. We're going to go see it over Easter weekend. I've seen all the other John Wicks.
Yeah.
And it is crushing it. Rolling right over some of these ridiculous propaganda Disney-filled films. So anyway, love to hear from you. If you are like a John Wick series. Okay, I got to tell you, honestly, my husband will be like, oh, that one was so good. And that one was okay. I'm like, I can't tell the difference. It's just John Wick getting stabbed and shot 55
right,
times.
Exactly.
But like suffering no repercussions of that.
Well, of course.
And then they usually will drop him on his face from about 4 stories and he'll hit the concrete. You know, something that would kill anybody. They'll do that 2 or 3 times. But he just gets up. He's cool.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's like me personally, I can't tell the difference. But because they're all like that between like John Wick 1 and John Wick 3. But my husband can't. And so he is super excited about this. So, you know, I'm going to go along for the ride to keep him company.
There
I'll let you
go.
Know. But love to know. By the way, do you know why it's crushing it at the box office? 70% of ticket buyers are male, according to Hollywood Reporter. They're, by the way, very upset about this. You should not be making a movie for men because men have been canceled, Lee.
Okay.
But they did it anyway, and it's killing it at the box office. You know what? This is exactly what happened with Top Gun Maverick.
Mm-hmm.
You cast a dude in a leading role, and look at this. People will go see it because it's so novel, right?
Tara is swatted. Hear the Tara Show weekday mornings on
News Talk 98.9.
WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.